Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, lovely friends from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of
Youth Station.
Well, this is Asma and
I am Beta here.
I don't have to say how happy I am to be here again.
Exactly, it's the same old story.
Yes.
And our beautiful cozy corner.
Of course, Youth Station is always such a very sweet corner to sit and talk about.
It is.
Important issues related to all the youngsters from all around the world.
Yeah.
Yes, and the same would go to today's episode. So as for today, we're going to talk about something which I guess is very important in our lives.
And what it is?
It is the chances that we have had in our lives and is it good to think about it, the chances we have had or no?
The first word that came to my mind by the elaboration that you told me is regret. You know, most of the time we are getting drowned in all the regrets that we have for the past time. Mm-hmm. And even as youth generation, we don't have this hint in our mind that we have a lot of time. Mostly we feel like we lost a lot of opportunities in the past.
Yeah.
And I believe this is something natural. But the point is, we are overthinking it.
Yeah.
It's not like a good way of thinking and trying to be better in order not to be regretful in the future. It's just, you know, living in the past.
Past is never finished.
Yeah.
I do believe that past is a part of us, and without that, we cannot have a future. So I think time is fluid. Like, there is past, present, and future all together.
Yeah.
So there is no ending point to each one of them, and there is no starting point, I suppose, but we can just manage how to think about them. And by the way, the word chance has this connotation to regret.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much natural to regret all the chances we have had, and we didn't make the best out of them.
I believe you're actually true about this point, about the fact that you mentioned time is fluid.
Yeah.
This is something really interesting because we are looking at time as something which is a kind of a strict line, and past is behind you and future is above you, and you're in the middle of these two.
Just like how the grammatical books teach us about time. Time is not like that. I don't think
exactly.
So.
I believe so. But the point is changing this background thought that you have in your mind that time is something like that. You cannot go in the past and you cannot see the future.
Mm-hmm.
You are at the moment.
Yeah.
And we cannot change this truth
exactly.
And this fact. And you have to understand that the present that you are living in is the past and the future.
Exactly.
And is the future you were wishing for.
Exactly. And there comes the idea of carpe diem and seize the day. So you have already the moment and you have to make the best out of it.
Yeah.
And this moment is going to be your past and then it would create your future. So as you see, it's all about what you do at the present moment. And
exactly.
As the name suggests, it's a present. You have to make the best out of it. And I'm not the kind of people who say forget about the chances you have had in the past and do not overthink it, because I just think it's impossible.
What do you mean?
I mean, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back to see what's going on.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Well, it's Youth Station, by the way. We were talking about the chances and the time that has gone, but we still think about it, the chances that we have lost. But I was just saying that I'm not the kind of person who suggests that, okay, you can forget about the past as in something that is finished and it's gone forever. You don't have to think about it. Because I do believe that it would remain with you, or at least the effect it creates would remain with you.
For sure. Yeah. There are some imprints of everything you do in the past, like scars of the bad things that happens to you. And the thing is, you cannot change some of them. I mean, you are not that powerful in order to choose everything in your life. You have free will. You have this power to choose in your life. But sometimes there are things you cannot change.
Exactly.
Like diseases that you are going to go through.
Exactly.
Like some incurable diseases. The first thing that people ask when they are diagnosed with kind of incurable disease is that, why me? You know, this question shows that these kind of people always think about a pastime, about the chances that they lost in the past.
Exactly.
And these kind of stories, I believe that you cannot control your thought that much and completely forget about all the things that happened in the past. But when you change your perspective about life and think like life is a test for you, is a domain that will actually show you your potential capacity, then these kind of bad things that happens to you, and this even at the times that you lost a chance, is a blessing for you.
Yeah, I do agree. But at the very same time, we have it also in our, Islamic heritage and all the narrations that have been passed down to us, like Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he's talking about time and the chances that we had, he keeps saying that, try to make the best of your chances before the time is over and then you regret it.
Yeah.
So the fact that I say we cannot stop thinking about it is inevitable. We cannot stop thinking about it. But at the same time, we should think about it and consider it and notice it at the very first square.
Exactly.
You know, you have a lot of opportunities. You have plenty of them. But the thing is that at the very moment when they start, when they are in front of you, you don't take care of them. You don't consider them. But then years later, days later, months later, you come to notice that, okay, oh, that was the chance of my life, but I didn't take it.
Yeah. As you mentioned, there are so many narrations about youth generation in our Islam. And the point is, this generation is the treasure of every country, every nation, everywhere you go. And the point is, because of the mentality of the modern era, we feel like we have to be consequence-based. We have to look at the result of everything we do. But it's not like that. Sometimes the process is more important than the result.
Exactly, because it leads to growth.
Exactly. And as a youth, you cannot have all the so-called successes like money, like, I don't know,
success. Like everything at the same time.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
It's impossible because you're still young. You have to spend a lot of time in order to achieve whatever you want. So you have to look at your process.
Exactly.
Your achievement.
And by the way,
that
prosperity comes step by step. It's not like you're going to run and suddenly everything is in your hand.
Exactly.
You can't have everything at the palm of your hand at the very, in no time, actually.
Yeah. And when you understand this mere fact that it's impossible to have everything, then it will become easier for you to understand
to
that you cannot regret the past because you cannot change it. Mm-hmm. But there is future for you in order to get changed.
Also, again, to mention a verse, a narration by Imam Ali alayhi salam, I would say that he says that, do not think about the past because it's gone. Do not think about the future because it's still not coming. It's a mystery. Just try to take care of your present moment.
Exactly.
And live in this moment. Try to make the best out of it because this is the present that you have.
And another thing is the group of youth that, they don't care about the past. They don't care about the future. They want to seize the moment. They want to live in the present time. And there is something I want to mention about this group of youth, but let's go for a short break.
Of course. Welcome back. Well, this is the last part of today's episode. We're having quite funny discussion about chance.
Yeah. I don't call it funny. It's something
that was ironic,
really serious,
by the way.
Yeah, I believe. And the point is, I was talking about the group of youth generation that they don't care about the past opportunities. They don't care about anything.
Yeah.
And there is a beautiful narration from Imam Ali, peace be upon him and his family, about these groups of people, that you shouldn't blame these people directly because it may lead to their rebelliousness.
Oh.
And this is something really interesting. You cannot force the youth generation in order to think or not to think about the past or opportunities. Yeah. You have to let them try. You have to let them in their domain, for sure.
So as parents, then you know there comes a problem. I don't know how to just shake sense into my youngster's head. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. First of all, you have to lessen this gap between you and your youngsters. Mm-hmm. And then, I'm not, by the way, a supporter of that people who say you have to be friends with your children. No.
Of course.
You
authority
are the parents.
Has got to say something as well.
But you have to be really mindful.
Moderate.
And attentive about the mindset of this new generation.
Exactly.
And I believe then...
aside from what you said, I do believe that life is a great teacher. No matter how headless you are, just as time goes by, just as you grow older, time and nature will teach you everything. Sometimes you have to pay too much for it, because just at the moment when you're going to open your eyes, you look at the mirror and you see you have got some of those gray hairs in your head.
Yeah.
So before that time comes, you have to be very much considerate of every single moment you're going through.
I believe you have a limited time.
Exactly.
And when you have limited time, you have to have priorities in your life.
That's the point.
And a priority will solve most of your problems, most of these feeling of regret that you've, for example, lost your opportunities in the past and the things like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to prioritize your time, your achievements, your goals, your friends, and that's all.
Why all of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam have taught us to be considerate about our timing, to devote a special time for every single thing we do on a daily basis. Like, we have to have a plan for our life.
Exactly.
Not to waste our time thoroughly without having any idea about what I'm going to accomplish in this one day of my life. So we have to prioritize. We have to make plan for our life. We have to consider and see all the chances that come into the way and the path of our lives and make the best out of it. And I do believe that these things come by practice. You know, it's not like you are born with that set of mind that, okay, you have to have a plan, you have to prioritize your time. No, it's something you gain it through practice.
Exactly. And the last thing I want to mention in our beautiful episode is that sometimes you may fail. I mean, there is no certainty for you out there.
There's no guarantee for anything.
Yeah, if you try, you will succeed. No, it's not like that.
Exactly.
Sometimes you try your best, but you cannot achieve whatever you want.
Sometimes you have to fall down many times.
Exactly. And the point here is for you to have this resistance towards failure.
Yeah.
When you are resistant to that, then at the end of the day, you are satisfied with yourself.
Aside from that self-growth,
exactly.
Sometimes you lose many chances in your life. You regret it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it helps you to grow in your mentality, in your perspective, in
the way
you determine or define life for other people.
Yeah.
So that's another way of growing.
And the point was self-satisfaction.
Exactly.
Sometimes you have to be satisfied with the road that you passed up to now.
So take care of each and every single moment that gets into your life and acts as a chance.
And may Allah help us in this difficult road.
To see all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, to see all of them and to make the best out of them.
Exactly.
Because sometimes chances come to us.
We cannot see.
There are too much of curtains in front of our eyes, and then we cannot see any of them. So, Bita, this was so enjoyable to be with you. And dear listeners, thank you for staying with us. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until another session from me and from Bita, we just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you dear youth will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings. be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about
this. We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaykum. Wassalamu alaykum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Ya Latif. Allah, 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 Allah.